Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
On today's wrestling news, Vince McMahon is being investigated by WWE's board of directors over an alleged secret settlement deal.
And Vince McMahon is headed to trial over XFL contracts.
I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Phil Chambers.
And this is the news.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah, we're going to be saying that a lot. We came close to putting up on the screen behind us here. This is the story that has been all over social media since it broke, well, last night here in the UK. Good luck getting an early night if you're a British journalist.
You're going to have to bear with us on this one because there's a lot to it and we need to get it right.
Yes, so basically what I'm probably going to do here is read the brilliant write-up that our very own Michael Hamflett has written up at whatculture.com. Just to, the lawyers are behind this camera there just going, please don't screw this one up. If you want to know any more information about it, as I said, do check out whatculture.com. But this report broke last night, as I said, from the Wall Street Journal of all places. Apparently, WWE's board of directors are currently investigating a secret settlement deal involving Vince McMahon relating to a relationship between McMahon and a former employee. There is apparently, allegedly, a $3 million separation agreement and, on top of that, historic non-disclosure agreements involving former female employees making misconduct claims against McMahon and general manager of talent relations, John Laurinaitis. So yes, let's first dive in to that $3 million agreement thing, allegedly. I just keep saying it. Every 30
you
seconds.
You just keep talking and I'll just chuck in an allegedly every now and then.
So this agreement was revealed to the board, apparently due to an anonymous email from an alleged friend of the former employee that is being referenced, who was hired, I think, allegedly, she was a paralegal.
Yes.
She was given a $100,000 salary, which was subsequently doubled to $200,000, for those of you who can do maths, or math, if we're in America, to keep it light, following the beginning of a sexual relationship with Vince McMahon. Now, this is where it gets even worse. The email also alleged that Vince McMahon, quote, gave her like a toy to John Laurinaitis, that the woman was, quote, so scared, and that Vince McMahon's attorney, Jerry McDevitt, paid her, quote, millions of dollars to shut up. In further potentially damning news, the story also added that upon commencing investigations in April, the board uncovered other historic NDAs involving former female employees and misconduct claims against McMahon and Laurinaitis, paid according to law firm Simpson Thatcher and Bartlett LLP, who are overseeing this investigation from Vince McMahon's personal funds. Those figures apparently ran into millions of dollars. Now, WWE obviously responded to these allegations, confirming to the Wall Street Journal that the aforementioned relationship was, quote, consensual, with McDevitt himself adding that there was no allegations of harassment and, quote, WWE did not pay any money to the ex-employee on her departure. Now, WWE's board obviously includes McMahon himself, daughter Stephanie, Paul Levesque, Triple H, and Nick Khan, and several other executives. But this was a huge, huge story, understandably, Phil, and also a story that I'm not going to throw you under the bus by asking you to speculate that much on.
Yeah, we can't really speculate other than this one because there's a lot to it and it's very legal and all very alleged.
Allegedly, yes.
There will be a lot more that comes out on this and we will keep you up to date on everything as and when it all comes out, and we're just going to have to wait and see how this all unfurls. But yeah, I don't know how much more I can add to this. There is a bit more, like, sort of rumour, I guess, behind it.
Well, but people are joining more dots, aren't they?
People are joining up the dots with things like Stephanie going off the board, and this has been going on since April. This isn't a new thing, mm-hmm. So this has been going on within the board of directors since April. There was a tweet from Nia Jax that has since resurfaced that was in April 30th that she tweeted this, just saying, "It's a shame some people deserve to get the opportunity to shine like the star they really are, but unfortunately certain higher-ups can never see past their own perverted ways. Too bad there aren't the lucky ones who can use blackmail to keep their jobs." And then in asterisks, random tweet.
It's going to make people reassess a lot of comments that people have made over the last few months, isn't it?
I think the biggest thing about this is that it's not shocking to anyone. There's been allegations, alleged allegations in the past about Vince McMahon and things like this. Fightful Select also kind of had a little bit extra on it, just saying that they a female WWE talent, who is obviously going to be going anonymous because of this, said about John Laurinaitis that, "I'd rather get all my stuff sent to me in a trash bag when I get fired than have to deal with him, and neither are good options."
Yeah.
Obviously, John Laurinaitis is the head of talent relations, been appointed since 2021. There's been reports of frustration about the way he does things backstage, and this ties into this.
Yeah, these allegations are a huge bombshell. It's like you say, it's surreal in terms of this is, you know, who knows? I'm not even going to speculate as to what happens next with Vince, with John Laurinaitis, with WWE as a whole. Nick Khan, for example, I'm not going to speculate on it, but like you say, in a weird way, despite the fact this could be earth-shattering, this could be game-changing for the 100%. Company as a whole, there's a weird sense from a lot of people that you're like, no one's like, this is completely out of the blue.
Yeah, there's obviously been other things that you can research about Vince McMahon that have cropped up
allegedly.
In the past, allegedly, like a certain referee in the 80s, allegedly, that you can go and find out about. This just hasn't shocked anyone.
No.
If anything, this is the most Vince McMahon has been in trouble since the 90s and the steroid trial.
Yes.
This is very different to that, obviously. Yes. WWE is a publicly traded company now, and it's the board of directors that are looking into this, so he's sort of slightly out of it. However, he does have huge amounts of control over the company itself. He's got 80% of the voting shares within WWE itself, so he is a big, big part of that sort of corporate structure within WWE. It's going to be a fascinating one as to how this unfurls over the next few days. And like we said earlier, there's not a lot we can speculate on, but we will keep you informed over everything that comes out over the next few days.
If you want more details, as I said, check out Michael Hamlet's brilliant write-up of the whole thing at whatculture.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Oh, but that's not the only story today,
Phil. But Vince McMahon is in trouble for other ways as well, because he is headed to trial over XFL contracts. Now, this is from former XFL commissioner Oliver Luck, who is suing Vince McMahon. apparently, they had settlement talks yesterday. that lasted 9 minutes.
This news story's going to last longer than that.
I know. They sat down with mediators, but apparently talks quickly fizzled out. And yeah, they are headed to trial on July the 11th. So Oliver Luck is suing Vince McMahon's company, Alpha Entertainment, for $23.8 million for compensation for his XFL contract, because McMahon gave him a personal guarantee that he would get paid. Now, obviously, then the pandemic hit in the middle of the XFL. It kind of crumbled because of that, and they closed down within the pandemic. They fired all of their staff, including Oliver Luck, and then they filed for bankruptcy straight after, which is kind of how they try and get out of these kind of things. Also within this, McMahon is counter-suing that allegedly, there's that word again, Alpha Entertainment incurred damages of over $572,000 as a result of Luck breaching his contract and his duties. Although I don't know how you can do that when the whole place gets closed down after a pandemic. Like I say, that's allegedly. So big money on the line here. They are going to trial on July the 11th. Vince McMahon not want to back away from a fight, it seems.
No, exactly. I would love to have been a fly on that wall for that 9 minute meeting. Because is there niceties?
Well, they sit down with mediators and things, so it's not like...
They sit down, pour a glass of water, get all their papers out and go, how much do you want? 28, what was it, 28.5?
$23.8 million.
No. See your trial.
Okay.
That's my allegedly. My interpretive performance of how that went, because I don't know where to even begin with this one either. Because like you say, we reported on it at the time with the XFL. I mean, it felt cursed from the beginning, the XFL. I remember when we first found out that he was bringing it back and we were like, aren't you busy enough? Then obviously the pandemic and
the bankruptcy and then The Rock coming back.
Then The Rock saved it. I don't know what's going on with the XFL right now. As with all stories today, we'll keep you posted once we get any developments. And I will say, if you're in the comments, just be careful. That's not an argument. That's not an argument. First of all, always just be nice to each other on the internet. But also, legally, I don't know. Allegedly.
It's a difficult one. We'll have more on it, I have no doubt.
Yes, more information is no doubt set to come out probably around 5 p.m. when me and Phil leave the office later
probably,
on today.
Yeah.
Just perfect. Good timing that.
But we'll see. There might be more news this afternoon.
There probably will be. But within reason, let us know your thoughts on everything we've discussed in the comments section below. No Twitter questions on this.
It's a big one.
It doesn't really fit it.
Yeah.
There's allegedly going to be Twitter questions in the other news video. Go and check that out. We're talking about Sasha Banks potentially being released by WWE.
Allegedly.
And all the fallout from Dynamite. That wasn't alleged. That wasn't a dream, I think. Let us know your thoughts in the comment section below. Like, share, subscribe. Subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts, of course. And you can let us know your thoughts on Twitter. Everyone else has. At What Culture WWE. Well, actually, they follow both of us. Follow Phil Chambers at...
Phil My Chambers, and you can follow Adam at...
Allegedly Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. But yes, more on this as we get in. My thanks to Phil Chambers. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.